Part 5, Section 31. Lewis sees the master for the last time. Lewis was in the Holy Land with Abdu'l-Bahá for 7 wonderful months in 1915, during the First World War. One day, Abdu'l-Bahá called Lewis to him. With great gentleness, he told her that she must leave at once for America. Soon Germany would be at war with her country and she would no longer be able to receive his protection in Haifa. Lewis felt a chill of premonition when she heard his words. She knew they would never meet again. Abdu'l-Bahá understood the anguish in Lewis's heart. He softened the pain of parting by reminding her once again of her great responsibility. It was her duty to awaken a sleeping America. She must be a herald of the covenant of God among the people of the West. She must return to America, Abdu'l-Bahá told her, and ceaselessly teach the cause of God. This, Abdu'l-Bahá said, was his dearest wish. Lewis knew there was no escape from this command. It was for this very purpose that she had been taught and trained by the Master. To whom much is given, from him much is expected. All of the love and the knowledge the Master had showered on Lewis was not really hers at all. It belonged to those whom she had already taught and must yet teach. Painfully aware of her own weaknesses, Lewis asked Abdu'l-Bahá to grant her the bounty of taking upon herself the sins of her children in the faith. Perhaps in this way, she could purify herself and release them from bondage. Let me bear the weight of their sins, Lewis begged Abdu'l-Bahá, that they may be freed of this burden and be able to teach with pure spirit. Lewis had learned her lesson of detachment. One precious conversation with the Master would remain with her always, locked forever in her memory. Words spoken to Lewis and a companion before they set off on their teaching journey to India. Lewis has preserved that conversation in her own pilgrim notes. What will you do if they dispute these teachings? Abdu'l-Bahá asked Lewis. I shall turn to Abdu'l-Bahá and call upon him for spiritual confirmation. After repeating the greatest name of Baha'u'llah, I shall open my mouth and say what is given to me to say. What will you do if they persecute you? I shall know it is a heavenly gift and that the love of God is descending upon me. What will you do if they put you in prison? I shall thank God that I have walked in his path and have at last been permitted to share what Abdu'l-Bahá has suffered for years. Abdu'l-Bahá was silent for a moment. He asked, and what will you do if they kill you? I shall know that the first wish that I ever asked of Abdu'l-Bahá had been granted, and that I have been privileged to give my life that men may hear the word of God. Lewis's eyes were filled with tears. She looked at her beloved and said, "And the minute my soul is freed from my body, I shall fly to God, from whom I hope I shall never be separated through all eternity." There was a long silence. The Master's eyes were closed. At length he said, "When one goes forth to teach, he should think of all these things. He must be prepared at all times for whatever comes in the path of God." Lewis clung to Abdu'l-Bahá's hand that last day, draining courage from it. Her eyes lingered on that countenance she loved more than all else on earth. Abdu'l-Bahá knew her heart. His eyes were especially kind that day. His words were particularly tender and loving. His smile was surpassingly sweet. Lua turned and, sobbing quietly, left his presence, but her heart remained. She would never again look upon that beloved face, nor hear that wondrous voice, nor drink in that matchless wisdom, nor be sheltered by the warmth of that protecting spirit. She was leaving. She was leaving her beloved master, never to see him in this world again. Never again. Abdu'l-Bahá demonstrated the confidence he had in Lua in a special tablet which he addressed to America. Abdu'l-Bahá commented on Lua's successful work in India and called upon the American Baha'is to show her their love. He wrote, "To the beloved of God in America, on them be glory and bounty." The maid servant of God, Lua, was a long time occupied in India in spreading the fragrances of the love of God. She is now ready to return to the regions of America. Show her every consideration. She is firm in the covenant of love. In reality, she worked vigorously during her sojourn in India, and she is worthy of love. Haifa, 27th of August 1915. Signed, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. Lua carried that precious tablet with her as she hurried to her ship. She was rushing into the future, toward America, impatient to teach and teach and teach. Lua knew that this alone could help to fill the utter loneliness and hunger for the days that were never to return again. Haifa, August 27, 1915. Signed, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. Lua carried that precious tablet with her as she hurried to her ship. She was rushing into the future, toward America, impatient to teach and teach and teach. Lua knew that this alone could help to fill the utter loneliness and hunger for the days that were never to return again.